Hello, hello, this is Toby Bird again. This is the continuation of my report about the project that I've done, which I call Mitewin. Mitewin means shamanism. So the name is the only I go by. I have spoke about very quickly my visits to communities. I think I am going to speak about how these things go about. First of all, to repeat myself, if I have not said this already, because I usually do not write what I am going to say. And therefore, sometimes I repeat myself. Now, here I begin. The second tape for the report of Mitewin for Canada Council. My intention was to get to visit communities, five communities, and to ask questions, as simple as that, which is say, was a shamanism or Mitewin a religion for the Umaskigo people? That's the question. Before the European came into this area, somewhere around 1600 or before that, there was no religion. The religion that we know of today, which has been brought by the Europeans. It should be easy to understand because the Europeans have recorded their history for 3,000 years before Christ. And then after that, it just went into more heat, more advanced, and more recently have developed much more easily to read and much more faster to write with the machines printing and all that. Well, technology is what makes the thing speed up. And so when the European came into this North America, especially in the James Bay area, we, the people of Muskegwak, also the east coast of James Bay and Hudson Bay, we were in the same level of development. We were still using the land. We were still living in the land. Our forefathers in 1600 were simply living on the surface of the land and also living as gatherers and hunters. And then they didn't have to develop any writing system. And they didn't have to develop any institution that requires in society or in living together. I think we call community living because they didn't live like that. They were migrators. They migrate with animals. They hunt and they use as food. They waited for other migrating birds and to go meet them when they return in spring. And when they left, they go up the river to go to that place where they can fish and get their supply of fish for the winter, sometimes to last through the winter. Sometimes also to find a place where they could spend the winter where there's rabbits and some other food items. Sometimes close by to the big games. So moving with season, especially in the northwest, southwest of Hudson Bay and also west of James Bay, this was the kind of movement they have, seasonal movement. So these are the people I'm talking about. And doing so, they didn't have to establish the community. They didn't have to build a villages or cities or anything. And therefore, they didn't need no. Please note, I have over record of this recording.